I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on November 22nd, 2019. The team behind the Kodi Media Player has issued an urgent appeal to Windows developers. The project currently has its hands full with its transition to Python 3 and has realized that without additional help, it likely won't be able to release any future universal Windows platform versions of the app. The team is now urgently looking for self-starting Windows developers with C++ and Microsoft UWP expertise to join the project. So if that sounds like you, and you'd like to see Kodi continue to exist on platforms like the Xbox, do get in touch with the team. Google is killing off its cloud print service at the end of next year. First unveiled almost 10 years ago, Cloud Print allows you to send print jobs not just to remote wireless printers, but also to any device running Chrome with an attached dumb printer. And it's this feature that will most likely be missed by users who are still using older, but still perfectly functional printers. Google has linked its decision to abandon the service to improvements in Chrome OS native print handling, and it's also true that recent versions of Android are now far more capable in this area. However, reaction to the news on social media has been quite damning, partly because it will impact many of the least well-off users of technology in our society. The Linux Foundation has announced a new blockchain identity management training course. The free course provides a basic introduction to three Hyperledger technologies and is designed to appeal to those with either a business or a technology background. It's expected that students will need to work 2 to 3 hours per week in order to complete the short course within its scheduled 7-week period. Researchers at cyber threat company DataViper stumbled upon an unsecured Elasticsearch server hosted on Google's cloud back in October. The server contained the names, email addresses, telephone numbers, and some social media profile information of over 1.2 billion people. While analysis of the dump suggests that it originated from two different data enrichment companies, both have denied knowledge of how their data, which could have proved invaluable for phishing campaigns, came to be publicly accessible. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/55. We'll be back with more news next week. Thank you.